morning comes from the 18th century mystic Judaism, and I saw a few kippot out there, so this is for you and everyone else. It is a legendary tale about an actual rabbi, the Baal Shem Tov, and this is a collection of stories by Elie Wiesel called Souls on Fire. Just making sure. Now you can hear me. Oh, good. And it came to pass that the great Rebbe Israel Baal Shem Tov, master of the good name, known for his powers on heaven as well as on earth, decided to try once more to force his creator's hand. He had tried many times before and failed. Burning with impatience, he wanted to end the ordeals of exile forcibly. And this time he was one step away from success. The gates were ajar. The Messiah was about to appear and console the children and the old men, awaiting him, awaiting no one but him. The diaspora had lasted long enough, and now men and women everywhere would gather and rejoice. The heavens were in an uproar. The angels were dancing. Red with anger, outraged, Satan demanded an audience with God. Brought before him, he protested, invoking laws and precedents, history and reason. "Look at man's impudence," he said. "How dare he take things into his own hands? Does the world deserve redemption? And the conditions to warrant the Messiah's coming, have they been met?" God listened, and he had to recognize the validity of Satan's arguments. Lo ikshar dara, the Rebbe's gesture was judged premature. His generation was not yet ready for a miracle of such magnitude. Moreover, since the order of creation may not be disturbed with impunity, he and his faithful scribe, Reb Zvi Hirsch Seufer, were deported to a distant, uncharted island, where they were promptly taken prisoners by a band of pirates. Never had the master been so submissive or so resigned. "Master," the scribe pleaded, "do something, say something." "I can't," said the Baal Shem Tov. "My powers are gone." "Well, what about your secret knowledge, your divine gifts, your yichudim? What happened to them?" "Forgotten," said the master. "Disappeared, vanished, nothing. All my knowledge has been taken away. I remember nothing." But when he saw Hirsch Seufer's despair, he was moved to pity. "Don't give up," he said. "We have one chance. You are here, and that is good. For you can save us. There must be one thing that you remember. Anything, a parable, a prayer, anything will do." Well, unfortunately, the scribe, too, had forgotten everything. Like his master, he was a man without memory. "You really remember nothing?" his master asked again. "Nothing at all." "Nothing, master, except what?" "The Aleph Beis, the alphabet." "Then what are you waiting for?" said the master, suddenly excited. "Start reciting, start right now." Not sure about this, but obedient as always, the scribe proceeded to recite, slowly, painfully, the first of the sacred letters, which together contain all the mysteries of the universe. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Daleth. And he started all over again from the beginning, and their voices became clearer and stronger. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Daleth. And when the Baal Shem was in such ecstasy, nothing could resist him. That was well known. Oblivious to the world, he transcended laws of time and geography. He broke the chains and revoked the curse. Master and scribe found themselves back home, unharmed, richer, wiser, and more nostalgic than ever. The Messiah had not come.